Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
Oh, B. McPherson, pioneer, World War II military mapping maidens. Mapping maidens, that's what we're called.
The contributions of women in World War II were essential.
224 women. They're the first ones. We're the first in history that ever made handmade maps.
Kent State University graduate Bea McPherson was part of a pioneering effort in the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Producers Joe Gunderman and John Nungesser visited Bea recently in her home in Hartville, Ohio. For Bea and 22 of her local classmates, it all started in Kent.
Well, I was in this geography class. It was my minor at Kent State University. And Dr. Eisen asked if we'd like to go to Washington and learn to make maps, because she could teach the course. The professor at the University of Chicago, Dr. Parker, she's the one that originated it. And then she got in touch with the government and thought maybe this would be a good idea if we get these educated women to go to Washington, 1942-43. I wanted to do something for our country. And I really would like to have gone into the Marine Cadets. But my mother said no, with 9 children at home, and she's a widow. Dad died at 51, and I was the middle one and going to college. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity. When she asked me, I should go. And my mother said that would be all right as long as you're in Washington, D.C. for a while. Not overseas, no. Geography class, I wasn't the best student, I don't think. You know, I wasn't an A student in that class. I'd cringe every time in my seat whenever she'd ask me a question. I was afraid, you know, I'd be asked. Because, you know, geography is geography. And, you know, I didn't travel at that point. So what did I know about geography, except from the textbook and her teaching? But it was interesting, and I loved the class because all those women, we were together again. That made it more homey, and the fact that they're going to room with each other. And the big room was here with a private telephone. We weren't allowed phones in our rooms. We just had a sink, 2 single beds, and 2 dressers. And then it was like a dormitory. You go out to the bathroom, out in the hall, and your shower.
Where they worked was hidden.
It was called the Ruth Building. Now, when we got off the train, it was called Glen Echo. And so we got off at Army Map Service, and they were wooden steps. We didn't have brick steps. They were wooden, so the enemies, if they came by, they wouldn't know it was a map-making place. It was a camouflage building with the, you know, like the uniforms, the camouflage. All right. And then they had trees all around, bushes on the roof, no windows. The idea that we're going to win the war, that's what we wanted to do. That was our mission.
Bea and her peers learned a lot about creating maps.
How to use the contour pen, the India ink pen. The contour was for the mountains. Black India ink were used for churches, schools, railroad tracks. That's black. The blue was for waterways, and I still use the contour pen. And we had a protractor. That's what we used to make maps. We used the big boards to work on. There would be maybe 2 helping, or 3 or 4, because when the general and the big wigs come in there, they want their maps on time. And the time that we had to work around the clock was that Battle of the Bulge. Eisenhower, you know, was in charge. We had to work hard on that one, fast and fury. And we took over the jobs so the men could go to the service.
The information they used to make the maps came from reconnaissance planes.
We had these aerial photographers from London, England. They would send us aerial photography. And then we worked 8 to 4, 4 to midnight.
Bea McPherson and her colleagues were awarded a Certificate of Special Congressional Recognition in 2010.
I commend your leadership and commitment to the security of our nation. As a member of the United States Congress and major in the United States Air Force Reserve, thank you for serving our country with this distinction and honor.
Bea McPherson, Kent alumna and World War II mapmaker. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.